Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bill, yo.
Hello, this is Todd Whitestone of FTN Fantasy, and this is your main event Fab Recap show on Monday afternoon, May 8th. Yes, and I agree, it's May, it's well into May, and I put in the free article on FTN Fantasy, which all of you can access for more detail on all the things I'll go over today, that the season is 21.5% complete. So we're getting there. It's still early, I think we can all safely say, but a little further along than we have been. I think it's good to keep tabs on the percent the season is complete. Today, I've divided this into five parts, and this is supposed to be a brief compatible podcast to go along with the article. The five parts are going to be MLB speed categories, Fab pickups from the past week, the Fab main event summary, spending summary, a trip to the Coliseum, and the standings in the main event. So first of all, to look at the MLB speed categories, I took a look at the two things that I consider related to speed, which are the runs scored and the stolen bases for this year. And runs before this year had been down 5 to 6% per year for the last couple of full seasons. But this year, unsurprisingly for those of us watching baseball, runs are up 8%. So a dramatic turnaround based on the rule changes that MLB has put in. And stolen bases, which had been in the last two full seasons down 3%, but last year up 12%, so a little bit up. This year, though, they're up 39%, and these are obviously are for MLB as a whole. So these indicate that the environment that we're all looking at and all playing our fantasy game in is not the same as it used to be even last year. So one of the things I like to look at from time to time is the 80% targets. And for those of you not familiar, the 80% targets are selected because this is the amount that in an overall contest, if you're achieving 80% of the total points in each category, you would be certainly competitive for an overall prize. And on top of that, of course, you'd be well in contention for any league prize as well. So the 80% target is useful. To some people use it to draft from, try to make sure they're getting the proper amount in each category, and others just look at it as the season progresses. But I guess my main point is that these 80% targets are way off from what they had been previously, which is probably not surprising at all after the numbers that we've all seen. So for runs scored, the 80% target would straight line project out to 11-13 for the full year. And this was under 1,000 last year. So if you had 993 runs last year, you were at 80%. This year, you need 11-13, assuming we stay at the same pace, to do the same thing. And for stolen bases, last year it was 129 would get you 80%. So that total had been bumping along near 120 for most of the previous years. This year it's way up at 188. And interestingly enough, the 11-13 is up 12% over last year compared to the 8% increase in runs scored for the MLB as a whole. So Main Event owners are definitely rostering more of the runs scored, which is makes sense because the fantasy owners are taking the top players, so they're getting more of a lion's share of the runs scored. And similarly, the stolen bases are up 45% in the Main Event compared to 39% for MLB as a whole. So there's, if you're looking at how you did last year and are you on the same pace, you really need to increase that. So for right now, or as of May 8th, to be at 80%, you need 237 runs scored and 40 steals. And so you can look at your 15-team leagues and just see, am I trending above, below, or close to that number, and sort of assess what you might need to do going forward. So the second section is the Fab pickups. And the two big pickups for the year, or for this week, excuse me, were Bryce Miller of Seattle and Matt Mervis of Chicago Cubs. There were guys that got more ads than Matt Mervis, but that was because Mervis was held in 9 leagues out of the 53 Main Event leagues. So he's fully owned. Bryce Miller got added in all 53 as well. And those are the ones that people spent the most on. Both of them got a top bid of over $400. Miller got more of the allocations than Mervis, but Mervis, it was pretty strong bidding as well. The lowest winning bid for Miller was 192, and Mervis, I believe, was 113. So very heavy bidding for these guys. Other wide pickups were Michael Garcia of Kansas City, who is a speed merchant and can steal bases, and also JP France, who's joining the Houston rotation and did fairly well in his first start for Houston. There have been 321 $200 or higher bids, winning bids this season. That doesn't count the time somebody bid 200 and didn't win. The wow bid of the week was for Bryce Miller. That's the highest bid, winning bid for the overall week, was for $468. And that easily beat a second place bid in that league of $274. Now, a few people have reached out and asked me who are my most, the widest pickups I got in 15 team leagues. And by a lot of people reaching out, I mean one person asked me. So I'm going to provide that quickly. I'm in 6 15-team leagues, and out of the 6, I added Marcell Ozuna in 4. I saw him play this week, and I think he's finally coming around. He's starting to hit the ball with more power, and he is on a good team in a good lineup. It's not helpful for the early part of the week because the Braves only have 2 games, but hopefully he can help down the road. I also picked up 2 shares of Garrett Whitlock, who's supposed to be coming off the IL soon, and then 3 shares of Ian Hamilton, who's a relief pitcher for the Yankees and got a save. I'm not really sure how that's going to play out. I think the Yankees would like Clay Holmes to maintain his grip on the job, but he's been a little shaky lately. And Michael King, while he's very good, they don't like to use him on back-to-back days. So we'll see. That was the gambits I took, and hopefully they'll work out for me. In terms of the Fab spending year-to-date, well, first of all, for this week, there was $93.31 per team, which was the highest number that I've seen. And I've been watching this Main Event leagues for since 2021. So in 2021, there were 2 weeks that were in the 80s, $80 per week on an average. In 2022, there was one week in the 80s. And this year, before this week, there was one as well. But this is the first 90-plus dollar week, 93.31. And of course, driven by Mervis and Miller. But still, I was a little surprised that it was quite as heavy as it was. The week before, it had been $77.52, which is fairly high, but not nearly as high as 93. So where does that leave us? That leaves us with the average main event team out of $1,000 spending $467, leaving $533 for the rest of the year. And that means for the average team, they'd need to spend $26 or $27 per week, not per bid, per week, to make that come out to $1,000 for the full year. So there's a lot less money. Again, there's a wide variation. There are some teams with 800 plus, but there are also some teams with less than 100. So it's going to be interesting to see how some of the teams with very little money make it work over the rest of the season. Maybe they've got their guys and they can ride it mostly through the rest of the season, but we'll see if it works out correctly. The second last section is the Coliseum, which is where I look at the pickups from 3 weeks ago and see whether they were good, bad, or indifferent. It's either thumbs down, thumbs up from the Emperor, or a push. And this week I gave Brent Rooker and Taj Bradley thumbs up. Rooker was an easy one because he's batting 319 with six homers since he was picked up widely. Bradley is a little more difficult for me anyway. He was great when he was up. He was sent down. No clear signal on when he'll be back up. And I think he did have a rocky outing or two down there. So I'm not sure if he's imminent to come back. But I did give him a thumbs up because it was such a great performance when he was up. And there's a reasonable likelihood that he'll be back fairly soon. The push was given to Zach Nato. He's the Angels shortstop, rookie shortstop. He gave a little bit of counting stats. He had a 266 average. It wasn't outstanding, but he's still in the majors, still producing. And I felt like he didn't warrant a thumbs down, but certainly wasn't producing as much as would give him a thumbs up. And the last player was Eduardo Julien, who I think he was doing okay, but he got sent back down fairly quickly. So that got a thumbs down. He just didn't provide for main event owners. And most of them, I think, have dropped Julien at this point. So that leaves us with five good pickups so far this year, eight bad ones, and three in the middle. We'll keep tabs on this, but that's about where we were last couple of years. Nothing major to report, but the thumbs up is a little worse than 2022, for instance. And then finally, the standings. I put the top 30 standings overall in the article. You can see all the names. Mike Mager is still leading. Great job by Mike. He's 229 points up on the rest of the field, and seems to have no interest in letting anyone back in. The rest of the top five include Jeff Tudor, who made a strong move a couple weeks ago, and he's now in second. Mark Srebro, who's a great fantasy player, often way up at the top of the leaderboard, he's at third. John Pausma, who's in not only just fourth place, but he's also in, let me see, he's in 15th as well overall. So two teams in the top 30. And Steve Weimer is in fifth. He's a great player as well. Always a threat to take down any prize. Six through 10 are Stephen Fiore, Anthony Palavis, Andrew Geller, who's a really excellent player, Kyle Brinkman, who's been doing fantastic this year, and Dave Riddich is in 10th. The rest of the top 30 are all there. I will mention that Bob Cremutola, last year's overall main event champion, was out of the top 30 in the early part of the year, but now is 24th. So he's got an idea that he can actually win this again and go two in a row, which would be pretty unbelievable. I do also provide the league standings for the 53 main event leagues. You can see them for yourself. I won't go through them, but I do want to mention the shout outs. There are 19 top players who are cashing in two or more main event leagues. And the four at the top are definitely worth mentioning. John Posma is five first place spots in the main event. Five first place in not just his two top 30 overall teams, but three others that are in first. Danny Bronski is first place in three. Ned Donahue also first place in three. Kyle Brinkman, first place in two and also a third. Jeff Mitzef and Clark Olson have 2 seconds and 1/3. And the rest of the people listed are have two cashing positions. Notably, Andrew Geller and Mike Mager are winning the two leagues that they are in cashing positions for. These 19 have 24 first place positions, so that's 45% of the leagues. And they also represent 46 cashing positions, which is 29% of all cashing positions. So it doesn't seem like they much want to share these prizes, even though I need to mention that all of us put money in. Maybe if some of them are listening, they can understand that this isn't completely fair. But that's it for this week. You can look at for the article on FTN Fantasy. There's also a lot of other great content in addition to the fab article that Vlad Sedler puts together, which everybody looks at. There's a Matty Davis does hitter rankings and also a bullpen article. We have Chris Clegg and Michael Govier doing some great work. So I invite you to check it out on FTN Fantasy. And that's it for this week. I'll hope to be back next week with another update. Thanks very much.